This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's hour one on this Thursday. Good morning. Welcome to the program. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. A lot of football to talk about. Football coming up tonight, including Florida at Utah. Full college slate coming up this weekend. Joe Burrow practices. You got Bosa and Chris Jones who are still holding out. And it sounds like they're amicable as far as the discussions here. It's not like Jonathan Taylor with the Colts. He's not pleased. But with Jones and Bosa, I wouldn't be surprised if they're both in by next week. At least Bosa, certainly. Chris Jones, it sounds like they're going back and forth. Usually when you get into these kind of negotiations, you know the wiggle room. You know the numbers. They know the numbers. And then the question is, you play a waiting game here. Who's going to blink first? But usually you get these guys coming in. They know what the price tag is for Bosa and Chris Jones. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. You can still sign up a pre-order of my football book, and it will be a bestseller. It's a lot of fun about the history of the NFL. And some stuff that we made up as well. Stat of the day brought to you, go to danpatrick.com to pre-order. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Seton O'Connor, part of his duties, I said duties, is poll question. But Fritzy is, it feels like infringing on your territory. It feels like
that's kind of what Todd does.
I like to think of it as a collab kind of thing, not to one versus the other.
Paulie used to do This Day in Sports History, and then you wanted to do the scoreboard.
And I kind of hijacked very similar things to the scoreboard content.
And then Seton does the poll question, but then who provided 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 poll questions today? Todd did. Yes, Seton.
See, I don't mind it because Todd has a lot of creative energy that he has to get out of his system.
Okay.
So it's either coming in the form of poll questions, holiday sports names or whatever, a sports center tease, whatever. He's got these things. He just has to get it out of his system, and it provides some content for the show.
I appreciate that. That's a very fair assessment of what we're trying to do here.
I was outside, you know, the man cave area, just walking around, and Todd came out with a piece of paper, and he goes, "You know what this is?" And I go, "No, I don't." Go ahead, Todd. Tell him you were trying to track me down earlier this morning.
I was excited because I was thinking about Coco Gauff and the U.S. Open and everything, and I said, Coco, I don't know. That was just kind of in my head. So I'm like, how about sports names drinks? Drink sports names.
Okay.
So are we doing sports names right now, or are we doing poll questions?
I think we should do.
We're 2 minutes in, and I'm.
We're three, almost. We're four
almost
minutes,
four
in,
minutes
now.
In
now. Now we're 4 minutes
now
in. What's the poll question then? No, we're not doing that right now.
I thought while we were at it, we could do a SportsCenter tease too.
No, we're not doing that. We got to build up to Todd's appearances on this show. Poll question today, Seton. What are you thinking? And then we'll get to Todd's suggestions.
Mine is infinitely more important than anything Todd has worked up.
Okay.
The first official day of fall is September 1st, September 23rd. I didn't mean to blow up the show this early.
No, today is the first day of fall.
Well, tomorrow
or tomorrow
be.
Is. Yeah.
Tomorrow would be, yeah.
Well, I might start today if I want to.
Okay, if you want to start it in August, go right ahead.
Yeah. First day of September is first day of fall. Yeah, that should be official. The history books don't show it. Yes, Pony.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you can't go to the beach or wear white pants. We're not saying that. Mm. But fall starts on September 1st. Football, foliage, all the good stuff.
But white pants after Monday?
After Labor Day, frowned upon.
Okay.
Thumbs down.
Okay. All right. I don't wear them before Labor Day, let alone after.
Oh, you should. It's liberating.
No, it's not. No. A pair of white pants?
I own a pair of white pants.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
I own multiple pairs.
You would own a pair of white pants.
Yeah, but I would not.
Do you want me to wear my white pants tomorrow and you guys be the judge?
Sure. You can wear them on Tuesday if you want to.
I would never do
no,
that.
No, but you can. Yes, Todd?
What should the reaction be if you see someone wearing white pants on the street on September 9th? They should be berated. You giggle. You whisper it to your friend. Look at that person. They don't know that they're not supposed to do that. Look, it's silly. Wear whatever color you want, whenever you want.
All right. Thank you, Todd.
No, not really, Todd. No, you don't want to wear white pants in November like to a Thanksgiving dinner.
But would you get shunned? Like, what happens? You're not allowed to eat?
No, you just look horrible.
It's a little like wearing corduroys in summer.
Yep.
Corduroys are a winter pant,
but
right?
What if I have corduroy shorts on, though?
Well, they've been cut into a short.
Yes.
Yeah, but they're still corduroy.
Yeah, but they're shorts.
But they're still corduroy shorts.
Right, but those are approved in summer. Corduroy shorts are very beachy and surfy.
Okay.
Yes. You can wear white pants, but it has to be to, you know, if you're going out for drinks on a back patio in the summer.
Well,
yeah.
If I go to the white party in the Hamptons.
Yeah, then you wear white pants.
Then I would wear white.
Yeah.
What if your white pants are cut into shorts post-Labor Day? Then what do you do?
I wouldn't have white shorts.
Jake.
Yeah.
If you're going to an event where the word regatta is in it, white pants.
Regatta?
Are
yeah.
I don't go to those events.
No. That's if you mine. Did.
Regatta.
That's not in my neighborhood. There's not a lot of regattas.
If they're serving oysters, that's the primary thing at the restaurant you're going to, white pants are fine.
Mm. Yes, Todd.
I'm not saying dress slovenly, but once you're married with kids or in your 40s, 50s, or above, other than your spouse, who are you trying to impress exactly?
Wait, are you not saying this, or are you
saying
this?
I'm saying, who are you trying to impress if you're married and kids and it's all kind of said and done at that point? You're not trying to hit on anybody. Why does it matter what color pants you're wearing? It just seems very silly to me. And who gets to decide
why are you
what
giving
the world
up,
should wear?
Why are you giving up on, you know, dressing up?
I just said not to be slovenly. I'm not saying just give up on your appearance totally and don't shower or look disgusting. But, like, the color of your pants, do you really care what someone thinks? Like, you know, oh, I guess I'm not going to get that girl.
You've been married. Yeah, you're married and you got kids, therefore there's no reason to try to dress up and look nice for your wife.
I'm saying the color, or you can't wear that material or that color or that particular style. I'm like, I'm going to be married 24 years in October. Who cares?
But your wife dresses nice.
She does dress nice, but like I wouldn't say like, how could you wear purple in May or like whatever. It just seems very silly to me.
I think May, purple would be a very nice color for
you. Yeah,
a
lovely color.
It's like a spring color.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Lovely.
Absolutely. Beautiful. Yes.
My wife was wearing white pants beyond Labor Day. I wouldn't be like, oh my God, what are you doing? What are they going to say about us? What will the neighbors think?
What else are we thinking about today, Seton?
Oh, man, I think I just got our second poll question about having rules about when you can wear clothing.
Oh, my God.
I always find it fascinating, the things that really get into the toddler. Like he's so like annoyed about this. Like, when do you wear the top?
Well, having other people decide when something's back in style or isn't in style or it's retro, it's not retro, where would you want to wear?
Well, Todd also had some other poll questions. Do you want to read these poll questions?
Why not?
Okay. All right. This will give you an idea of what Todd has been thinking today.
Going with that September theme for the first one, when the calendar tomorrow flips to September, I think most about start of the NFL season, college football, MLB pennant races, back to school, DJ Dan hitting the post leading up to Earth, Wind, and Fire is September. Okay. There's some nice choices there.
Okay.
I like when you do that.
I just think tomorrow is Meat Friday, and that's all I think about.
That's fair, too.
All right. Any other poll questions?
What's the best name for the record-breaking attendance Nebraska volleyball game? Volleyball Day in Nebraska? Anything else? That's what they've been calling that for the last 6 months. Volleyball Day in Nebraska. Very creative.
All right. I'm fine with that. It was pretty cool to see. I mean, they had 92,000 there.
That's insane.
For volleyball.
And it's Nebraska, and they're playing volleyball, and it happened that day. So there you go. Volleyball day in Nebraska.
All right. Anything else, Todd?
After being held scoreless versus Nashville, Lionel Messi is a fraud, washed up, not to be expected to score in every single game.
Okay. I think we know the answer to that. Anything else?
That's pretty much it right now. That's where we're at.
Well, no, you had the Coco Gauff.
I was asked to skip that one.
Oh, you were?
Because it may have undertones, which I didn't realize would be inappropriate, so we could move on from that.
Okay.
It's not necessary.
But you did come up with sports-related names that have to do with drinks.
I have a fun list of sports-related names
based on
drinks.
We'll be the judge
of
that.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll be fun.
Why don't you send these to Paulie?
No, there's nothing dirty or inappropriate.
What did I do?
When he doesn't send them, then you go, Todd, you can just send them to me.
Oh, send them to me before they're.
I don't know how entertaining they are, but Paulie, I go to make sure, is there anything that could be even remotely questionable? Or
it's a good program. I've saved Todd about 20 times in the history of this show.
Okay.
FCC violations, being canceled by the media. You don't want that.
PXG's new Gen 6 driver is so good, they're going to bet that it's better than yours. You can test drive the Gen 6 driver. If it doesn't deliver more distance or tighter dispersion than yours, they're going to give you $100. Yep. Join the Gen 6 Driver Challenge at PXG.com. Nobody makes golf clubs the way they do, period. All right, so play of the day, stat of the day, poll question. Have all of that forthcoming. Say good morning, those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. Thank you. Download the app and our radio affiliates around the country. College football, Florida against Utah. Don't know who's going to be playing quarterback for Utah. Florida is getting 4.5. Great game last year. North Carolina State versus Connecticut. North Carolina State favored by 14.5. Marvin will be in attendance for his alma mater.
Let's go Huskies.
Yeah. Kent State getting 35.5.
Wow, what happened?
Central Florida. Well, it's not a MAC game. If this was MACtion.
Kent State used to be pretty good about 6-7 years ago.
I have over-under for teams who are playing tonight. Utah over-under, one of the great football programs, consistent year in and year out. What is the over-under win total according to DraftKings? Todd, I'll start with you.
7.
All right. Marvin?
9.5.
Seton.
8.5.
Bloop, 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 yes. Bloop, bloop. UConn, the Connecticut Huskies.
Oh, no.
3.5.
All right, yours is 3.5. Marvin?
5.5.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
That's insider trading.
It really is.
Did you know that?
I did.
Oh.
If I know something, I'm going to tell you guys I knew it.
Okay, but you should recuse yourself.
I'm recusing myself. I knew that answer.
Okay. North Carolina State over under. According to DraftKings. Todd?
I'm going to go 6.
All right. Even. Paulie?
7.
Marvin?
Are you positive?
6.5.
Bloop, bloop.
Look at you.
Wait. Did you know that?
That I didn't know.
Okay.
Dubious.
Dude, hold on. DP, sorry. I got some emails yesterday. They were like, Jim Rice, Marvin, you got that out of nowhere? It's almost like the TO in the driveway guess. We were talking about hitting in the double plays yesterday.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, he's a slugger, 1984. And I answered, I was like, oh, Jim Rice, bloop. They're like, really, Marvin?
Did you cheat?
I did not.
Okay.
You said slugger. And I was like, how many sluggers do I know in 1984?
I think you've guessed Jim Rice for another trivia question.
Probably. Yeah, like a month ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But Jim Rice, back-to-back years, I think he grounded into 71 double plays. And I think 36 is the most that anybody's ever grounded into as far as double plays. That was yesterday, this day in sports history. I did have a wild this day in sports history. I know it's a little too early to go to the bullpen here, but.
Now you're stealing, Paul.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll just do the trash.
No, this is one that you don't know. This is one you would not use for this day in sports history. I can pretty much guarantee.
All right.
And if I'm stepping on your toes, the this day in sports history toes, then I do apologize.
It's this day in sports history team behind me that's really so. It's not me. I'm just
their work.
I'm just the face.
Okay, this happened in 1987.
Oh, I graduated high school.
Okay, but this happened in 1987. Would you check your this day in sports history? If anything you're going to bring up is related to something that happened in 1987, Paulie.
You're clear.
Okay. Here's the story.
Kirby Puckett. Oops, sorry.
No. Catcher Dave Bresnahan of the minor league baseball team, Williamsport, attempts to lure an opposing base runner off third base. You know what he used to try to lure the base runner off third base? He used a potato carved to look like a baseball. The umpire rules the runner safe. Bresnahan was fined $50 and released by the team.
Released?
Start of the day, start of the day, start of the day, start of the day. This is the start of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Imagine that you're going to take the time to carve a baseball out of a potato because you're going to try to lure a guy off third base. Yes, Paulie.
I'm looking at Dave Bresnahan's 87 stats with Williamsport. He was hitting .150 at the time. There's no room for hijinks and tomfoolery when you're hitting .150. There,
yeah.
He's hitting .310. He's fine.
Yeah, they're probably going to go, man, he's creative. He's funny.
Spuds Bresnahan.
Yeah. Yeah. He got fined $50.
Fined $50. Nobody's got a sense of humor. You're like, come on, that's a funny gag.
It's Williamsport on a Tuesday.
How do you hatch that idea? Where are you putting the potato? Maybe I don't want to know where you're putting the potato.
He's still alive. We can find him.
Dave Bresnahan's still alive?
61 years old. He went to Grand Canyon University.
Oh.
Seems like a half-baked idea.
Thank you, Todd.
Gave it a shot.
Do you want to see if you can track down Dave Bresnahan?
That would be fun.
Yeah. See if he could. I don't know if he celebrates. Does he peel potatoes today? What does he do to celebrate this anniversary for him?
I got a story on the 35th anniversary of this infamous prank. He went back to the field, and they had a Dave Bresnahan night in Williamsport.
Was it bobblehead night where he's got a potato and he's peeling a potato?
Kind of, yeah. They had
hell yeah
potato caper night, and they wore jerseys. They brought him back.
Okay.
That's great. Williamsport's Bowman Field a couple of years ago, they had him back. Dave Bresnahan, age 60, came back for the event.
All right, so we have college football tonight, full slate coming up this weekend, and man, you really need a chart for all the quarterbacks who have transferred. And you'll get one where this quarterback was at this university but went to that university, but that quarterback at that university went to that university where the guy transferred from. It is wild. They're called the Sixers, the guys who are playing 6 years in college football. Paulie came up with the term that these quarterbacks who have been around a long time and could be 24 years of age, they're called the Sixers because they're playing in their sixth year of college football. Yes, Paulie?
The Keaton Slovis Memorial Award. Remember Keaton Slovis?
Yes.
He's at BYU now, Dan. The tour continues.
Was it USC, Pitt, BYU?
Yeah, I think he stopped somewhere else but didn't play maybe for a while. Keaton Slovis was the 2019 Pac-12 Freshman of the Year.
I like how John Calipari's talking about how, you know, it's basically, this is one and done. It's one and done at that university, and then you get to go to another university to play football. It's not like basketball where you can be one and done, where you get to go to the NBA. So there's still a monopoly on the players when they go to college football that, hey, no matter where you go, you can't leave until after 3 years. So not exactly one and done. It's one and done at that school, and maybe I'll play at another place.
$5,267,000,000 my guys have made one and done. That's about NBA contracts. That's what we've done. Everybody's got a problem with that.
That is true. Every time Calipari comes on.
$7 billion we've made so far.
He always wants to tell me how much his players have made in the NBA.
I mean, you believe that?
Yeah, yeah. I can, Coach.
Yeah, I'm the Warren Buffett of college basketball.
But I wouldn't keep promoting that because then ultimately you get around to say, well, how many national titles did you win with all that talent?
Dan, we won the national title of life. We set up these families for life.
We won the national title of paychecks.
Yeah.
Of ATMs.
Which isn't a bad consolation prize.
Let's take a break here. Just getting started on the program. We're back after this. LifeLock is here to help you, and you're probably thinking, this won't happen to me. It's not a question of if it will, but pretty much when it will. These days, we do just about everything online, so banking and social media, online shopping, all that information, we put it out there. And you know who's waiting? Cyber criminals. if they steal your identity, it will take a long time to get it back. That's why you need LifeLock by Norton. They detect you and alert you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like loans taken out in your name or crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. If you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but protect what is yours with LifeLock. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick. You can call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com, promo code Patrick, for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you'd like to call into the show, operator Tyler, standing by, 877-3DP-SHOW. This program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, the boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology and so advanced that it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling all Mercedes. Learn more at mdusa.com/EQS-SUV. What's the poll question we're going to settle on first hour, Seton?
We got a couple of them up there right now, Dan.
Okay.
The official first day of fall is 62% have September 23rd. They're wrong.
Mm.
Rules about what time of year you can wear clothes a la white pants after Labor Day. Stupid or standard? Right now, 86% of the audience have that as stupid.
Okay.
Yeah, how about that?
Okay. All right, we'll try to come up with maybe a sports-related poll question coming up in hour two.
You know what? We actually have one of those too, Dan.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. If you could only watch one this fall/winter, college football or the NFL, right now 75% of the audience say the NFL.
Okay. Yeah, Paul.
I think we've done this every couple of years.
Every year.
We have.
It's fascinating, though, because I think college football has more fans, but it's kind of more confusing to watch because games are all over the place. The NFL is more streamlined and organized. But
would you say that your college football fan is an NFL fan, but NFL fans aren't necessarily college football fans?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Some people don't have a college football team. They went to a small school or whatever it may be. You know, like in New York City, you don't find a lot of college football bars.
Well, you got Rutgers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, got yeah. Rutgers.
Right over the river.
Yeah. Got to have Rutgers in there.
I don't know. I think I would. I could pass on the NFL and watch college football. I don't think I could do the other way around.
Oh, okay.
And it's like 1A. I love the NFL, but college football to me is kind of my lifeblood.
But do we complain about college football that we sort of know the ending of college football?
Yeah.
Because if I said the NFL this year, how many teams have a legitimate chance to go to the Super Bowl? And if I ask the same question with college football, how many teams have a legitimate chance to go to the national title game?
And there's 32 NFL teams. I think there's 125 Division I football teams.
Yes. But it feels like we know the ending of college football. If I said, hey, Georgia's not in the national title game, you would be shocked.
That would be surprising.
Yes. If I said Alabama is not in the Final Four, you'd be shocked. You want to put Michigan in there, Ohio State in there?
That's the four right there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically the Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama, and then you start throwing in LSU.
Or Clemson, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. It feels like it's the same schools, but nobody complains about college football and the lack of parity. Yes, Eden.
And that's the thing that would drive me nuts about the NIL discussions. They're like, hey, this is just going to make the rich richer. I mean, the game is just going to be the big schools are going to get all the players now. They already do. It's already the same like 5 to 7 teams that dominate college football every year, and everybody else is like, good season.
Yeah, I think we thought, oh, other schools are going to have money. They're going to be able to compete with Alabama and Georgia. But Alabama and Georgia have been dominating before NIL, and they're going to continue to dominate after NIL. But we do know sort of the ending. Now, you can say, well, you watch Mission Impossible. You know Tom Cruise isn't going to die. You don't know how he's not going to die, or Bourne Identity, or some of these other shows where franchises where you go, yeah, I know kind of what's going to happen here at the very end. And college football is sort of formulaic here.
Yeah, but like scripted movies and series, it's completely different than, I mean, unless college football is just as scripted as Bourne Identity, but.
It does feel scripted. I mean, we don't know how it ends from the standpoint of does Georgia win the national title. We got a pretty good idea Georgia will play for the national title or be in the Final Four. So you do have a different script that's written each year, but it sort of has the star surviving, you know, to do another movie. Yeah, Pauline.
Yeah, if you were betting on the script for college football this year, you'd bet two SEC teams make the Final Four,
yeah.
A Big Ten team makes the Final Four,
yeah.
And then a wild card. The wild card could be a Cincinnati, a TCU, or a Clemson, or a Notre Dame, or that's kind of it. I mean, there's a couple more I'm leaving out, but there's probably 14 teams for four spots, 15 teams for four spots.
Well, there's usually one story each year where you go Cincinnati or you go TCU, Boise State back in the day, that you'll have an outlier. But when you get to 12 schools, does that bring parity? Does that make it more interesting, or just it's going to take a little bit longer for Georgia or Alabama to win the national title? Yeah, Marv.
I think the beauty about football is all you have to do is play well one time. And I think it's going to be one of those games where Georgia may not have it that day just for that one game, and they lose to a TCU in a semifinal.
Yeah, but what are we going to say? But their one-loss team is better than an undefeated TCU team.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Look, they're going to do everything within their power. 2-3 losses for Alabama or Georgia, like, even when Alabama didn't make the playoff, they were like, well, shouldn't they be in?
Yeah, no. Yeah, Paul.
But let's say hypothetically last year there were a 12-team playoff. USC gets in with 3 wins. And who three losses. Sorry. And who wouldn't love to see Caleb Williams in round one versus Alabama or Ohio State?
Oh, I would.
Yeah.
But are we just delaying the inevitable? With college football, it feels like we know, we have a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Right?
If you said Georgia or the field right now, I think Georgia would win that one.
Yes, Eden.
I don't think you're delaying the inevitable necessarily, but you are chipping away at how much the regular season means. That's the problem with playoffs. It makes all of a sudden USC can lose 3 games, and it's like, don't worry about it. We're still in.
Well, the regular season's still important.
But it's not as important.
Well, it's not going to be when you get to 12 schools.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but
if,
we're not
if,
there.
If a three-loss USC team now can make it into a 12-team playoff, then those three losses aren't that big of a deal. But four, you better be careful.
Depends on what conference you're in, I think, as we move forward. If you're losing three in the SEC or you're losing three in the Pac-12, although the Pac-12 is not going to be around. Yes, Todd.
I agree with that.
All right, thank you.
That sums that up.
I appreciate that. Nice rebuttal to my...
Man, but if you just look back, you have, it's like, what, Georgia, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, LSU, Clemson, Clemson, Alabama, Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, Alabama, Alabama, Clemson. You know, it's
yeah.
Like,
so we got a pretty good idea.
Did NIL did that?
No.
Oh.
No. No. If NIL meant you were going to be successful, then Texas A&M would have been there for the national championship, right? Oh, that's right. That's right. Jimbo, he recruits those guys.
Nothing to see here.
No, no. Yes, Marv.
This feels like WrestleMania. Like, no matter what, Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, Hulk Hogan, King Kong Bundy, Hulk Hogan, Ultimate Warrior. Like, you know, Hulk Hogan's going to be in there, but there could be a different team, but you know Hulk Hogan's going to be there.
Yes, Todd.
I tend to agree with Marvin, what he said earlier about in just one game, you underestimate your opponent instead of just immediately getting right to the Final Four. You know, we may not love it and say that team, they just had an off day. They still deserve to be playing for the national championship. But I'm excited at like the tournament to see if someone can upset somebody.
What did you mean by that?
What I mean by that is we're complaining about how it's the same 5, 6, 8 teams, and they just go right to the Final Four of the national championship. By adding these teams and having a 12-team playoff, there's going to be ultimately it's going to happen where not a 16 beating a 1 necessarily like in the college basketball tournament, but there will be upsets, and one of those teams that we thought were going to play for the national championship is going to get knocked out by an above-average team.
No, see, I don't see it happening because if you have games you're going to be holding on Alabama's campus or Georgia's campus, first-round matchups, or you get a first-round bye, second-round matchup, and then you go into a bowl game, you're going to have to beat Georgia or Alabama at Georgia or Alabama, and I don't see that happening. Neutral site, then you might get a surprise. Yes, Eaton.
So we're looking forward to a 9th-ranked Clemson knocking off a 4th-ranked Alabama.
Yeah.
Sounds like exactly the same scenario we've just been talking about.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's not like Middlesex Community College all of a sudden. It's like, oh, my God, but, they made it!
But nobody has a problem with college football is as predictable as any sport we have. Right?
The Texas Longhorns have knocked off the Michigan Wolverines. Two powerhouses.
But like Connecticut basketball last year. Nobody thought Connecticut at the beginning of the year, and then at the end of the year, nobody was better than them. But it's nobody predicted that. With football, it's predictable. But people don't seem to have a real problem with it. It's like we just enjoy week in and week out college football. Then you get to the playoffs, and you go, oh, okay, let me watch Alabama and Georgia and LSU, Clemson, Ohio State and Michigan. Yes.
Well, that's why it really stands out to me because it's people are so upset with the conference realignment, which I get. I totally get it. And they're like, they're destroying college, the sanctity of college football. It's like, it's already been, it's so top heavy. There is no parity. There is no real.
Because if this was the NFL with college football, they would change your schedule each year. Because if you're really good one year, they make it tougher on you the next year. And if you're really bad, they try to help you with your schedule. They don't do that with college football.
If you win the Super Bowl, you get a worse draft pick. If you win the national championship, you get the best draft picks. Every single one of the best ones.
Yes, through. Paulie.
Could you have, this would never happen, but could you have parity in college football? Let's say you finish in the top 10, you finish number one. You actually lose scholarships for next year. So you have fewer scholarship players, fewer scholarship to offers, and the teams that are worse get more. It will never happen, but that would be the only way to induce parity, I think.
Yeah, but I don't care about, you know, making sure we have parity. These other schools can spend money. Like, did Georgia and Alabama the only ones that spend money with NIL? And weren't they great before NIL?
Well, there's other NIL.
BAG.
That was O-N-I-L.
The bag.
Yeah.
The bag. But other schools have been paying players. Well, by the way, Nick Saban is in midseason form. And he ended his press conference this way yesterday.
I think everybody wants to do well. Everybody would like to be successful. Everybody's not willing to do the things you need to do to be successful. You know, we had one speaker come here and showed the biggest tiger I've ever seen. Took up the whole screen.
And he said, everybody wants to be the beast, but everybody don't want to do what the beast do. So if you want to be the beast, you got to do what the beast do.
He walked.
That's not a walk-off. I'm sorry.
He grabbed the Diet Coke and bolted.
I know. Oh, you want to be the beast, and be the beast. And then that's it. I would love to hear him fired up once. Or Belichick fired up. Because it would be so odd to hear that. Because they both, they're, you know, best friends, and they sound the same. It's, you know, somebody brought one of the biggest Tigers I've ever seen. Took up the whole screen. And you got to decide, do you want to be the beast or be eaten by the beast?
You guys are so concerned about our depth chart.
Why do we have to talk about depth chart? Mac Jones is my starting quarterback. We don't need another quarterback. He's that good. Next question.
All of a sudden, you guys think we got some kind of system on how we rank our players. Yes, it's called a depth chart, dude. It's literally what it is. Yes.
It's like the media is trying to do their job. Is it really that big a deal? Like, these kids have been ranked all their lives, right? Growing up, you get into high school, you're ranked. So now you have a depth chart. And unless he doesn't know who his quarterback is. Yes, Todd.
And then that can be your story, the fact that there's a lack of a depth chart. Then if you're a columnist or writer, write all about how he's uncertain with some of the positions, including QB.
You only care about the quarterback. Whenever somebody says depth chart, it's always about the quarterback. They don't go, you know, who's the backup tight end? Who's that third string outside linebacker? It's the quarterback. That's it. And maybe Nick is trying to protect these quarterbacks there, I'm guessing, but it's okay. Oh, man. I hope I don't become that irascible when I'm that old.
I think it's natural.
It is?
You don't. Time's a commodity. And Nick Saban and Bill Belichick look at time with the media as time away from coaching. That's 15 minutes I didn't coach my team. I believe that's the standpoint. They're like, this is a waste of my time. I'm not giving you anything. You know I'm not giving you anything, but I have to do it because of conference rules. I have to do it because of league rules.
Yes, Todd.
And not only is it a waste of time, they're probably feeling you're going to take something out of context, you're going to play with my words. There's nothing positive, nothing can be gained by me in talking to you guys. Only something negative can come of it.
Yeah. Yes, Marvin.
Well, they're playing Middle Tennessee State, so they have plenty of time to figure it out.
Let's take a break. We'll update our poll results, and we'll get to your phone calls as well. Back after this. NFL season fast approaching, and that means it's time to check out Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We invite you to check out their brand new NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. You get one-of-a-kind digital cards available in packs or Panini's public auctions that are located on the site. You're going to find the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, and these are the official products of the NFL and also the NBA and UFC and FIFA World Cup, collegiate sports. Collectors, share your cards in the public gallery, complete challenges, earning exclusive award cards, and a whole lot more. Also, the newly released NFL and NBA Prism packs and more of your favorite Panini brands as NFTs. Keep an eye out on Panini, the NFT platform, Panini NFT trading cards, giving you the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs from every pack. Visit nft.paniniamerica.net, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Dynasty the King, King.
What's good, y'all? It's your main man, Michael Smith, esteemed NFL analyst and certified fantasy football legend. Allow me to present to you your new favorite fantasy football podcast, The Dynasty Exchange, hosted by my first-round rookie picks, Davis, Dylan, and Josh, three guys who most definitely know their stuff. They're the co-commissioners of the coolest and most cutthroat dynasty league you'll ever come across, the Yacht Club. And now they're the co-hosts of the most elite, now make that the definitive dynasty program in the game, It's dedicated to only the most devoted of diehards, the guys like me who can't stay off Sleeper and KTC. And trust me, you won't regret making the choice to follow their Dynasty advice. Listen to Michael Smith Presents The Dynasty Exchange on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Redestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Redestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Look, my God.
I'm going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
7-6 in the bottom of the eighth. First pitch to Harper. He launches one high in the air. Deep right field. Renfroe back. Looking up, and it's gone! Number 300 is a go-ahead two-run home run by Harper in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Courtesy of the Phillies Radio Network, Bryce Harper has 10 home runs in August, and that's number 300 in his career. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. They do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. All the cash back from trips and restaurants doubled. I took the credit card to Dublin. So you can see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Yes, Paul?
I have a Bryce Harper question.
Okay.
Bryce Harper came in a lot of pub, all that stuff.
Yeah.
With the Nationals for a long time, et cetera, et cetera. He's about to be 31 years old. We've seen a good chunk of his career. Is Bryce Harper going to be a Hall of Famer or a Hall of Very Good Guy?
Hall of Famer.
No doubt.
Yep.
He has two MVPs.
Yep.
He's got a bunch of average years and banged up years.
Yep. I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Let's assume it doesn't get much better. Let's say he just keeps on the course.
This is pretty good right now.
Yeah. He had a good season this year. He hit .308 and 15 homers. You know,
they went to the World Series last year.
Yep. Two MVPs.
That should do it. I don't know how many players had two MVPs and didn't make it into the Hall of Fame.
There are 31 players in MLB history that have won multiple MVPs. 22 are in the Hall of Fame. There are 9 multiple MVP guys who aren't in the Hall of Fame. Some of them are roid guys. Bonds, Pujols, not Pujols, Bonds, Rodriguez, Pujols not eligible yet, Trout not eligible yet. Miguel Cabrera has two. He's not eligible yet.
He'll be a Hall of Famer.
Juan Gonzalez has two MVPs.
Yeah. Well, he's a steroid guy.
Roger Maris has two MVPs.
Oh, he does. I was wondering if he did get two.
How can...
He's not going in.
How can Bryce Harper go and Roger Maris not?
Because Bryce Harper is a better player.
Roger Maris overrated.
Roger Maris...
They both just went, kidding.
Finally, someone said it.
Harper had two great years and a bunch of good years. He only finished in the top 10 for MVP twice the years he won it.
Yeah.
How about Dale Murphy?
Murph, what did he end up with, 398 home runs?
Yeah.
See, if he ended up with four, it's weird. But I think if he was a 400 home run guy, maybe he'd get stronger consideration.
Dale Murphy has two MVPs. He finished top 10 MVP four times. Bryce Harper finished top 10 MVP two times.
Yeah.
I'm fine putting Roger Maris, Dale Murphy, and Bryce Harper in the Hall of Fame.
Hmm. But you're not just going to have Bryce Harper go in and not Dale Murphy and Roger Maris.
I don't think Bryce Harper's paid off.
What do you mean he hadn't paid off?
He had out of...
He's a bargain now with the Phillies, these contracts.
The publicity around him, which is not his fault.
He's lived up to the hype?
I would say no. I would say he's hype-ish. He's had two great seasons out of 11.
But he's had how many good seasons out of 11 or the other nine?
He averages hitting his 200, he averages hitting 280, 33 homers, and 95 ribbies. That's okay. An average season.
All right. He's a good fielder as well.
Yeah.
But I remember I'd have these arguments with McLovin. I said, Mike Trout is a better player than Bryce Harper. But Bryce Harper is going to be viewed as a bargain with his contract.
Bryce Harper's made one All-Star game in the past 5 years.
Who would you rather have, Mike Trout or Bryce Harper?
Their careers.
Right now.
Oh, going forward.
Right now.
That's literally.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah. Okay. Things changed a little bit there.
Yeah, that's a toughie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shohei
No, you can't have Shohei Ohtani. But if I gave you Ronald Acuna Jr. III... Or Shohei Ohtani. Moving forward right now with knowing what you know.
Dot, dot, dot.
Ron.
You're going to take Ronald Acuna Jr.? I mean,
That Tommy John surgery is a little scary for me.
Yes, it is. Yes. But he's going to go 30-60.
Ugh.
That's never been done before.
Mike Trout has been top five for MVP nine times. He's got three MVPs, a couple of second place.
Philip in Florida. Good morning, Philip. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Philip.
Hey, I just wanted to share my experience meeting all you guys over in Dublin. It was awesome. I actually got a chance to meet Will Ferrell as well. And a little bit of breaking news for me personally, I do have smaller hands than Marvin. We were able to put that to the test.
Oh, yep. Okay. And, I remember meeting you and that you wanted to check your hands against Marvin's.
Yes.
Okay.
And one other thing that I thought was a little interesting, you met another couple over there named Paul and Kristen, and she gave you a picture of her dad, Teddy, and I think you put it up on your desk.
Yeah.
I actually ran into them a few days later on the other side of the country just by chance, and they brought you up before I did and said that the only reason they traveled to Ireland was because of you. So just a shout-out to Paul and Kristen, and your fan base certainly travels well.
Yeah. And, you know, our tourism bureau. Inundated with people. It was, you know, it was very rewarding when you were meeting people and they said, I said, oh, you're a Notre Dame fan? No. Navy? No. Are you going to the game? No. Just came over to meet you guys. And I'm like, all right.
That was pretty wild. The number of people that came over that weren't going to the game. They just came over for the bar crawl or pub crawl.
And we're going to try to do this again next year. Don't hold me to it, but that's our goal, is to do this again, and then maybe we do something where we invite fans to come over, our fans to come over. Yes, Todd?
If that's true, by the way, about Phillip's hands, he might have to be in the Guinness book. Little Ireland.
No, I got that.
Callback.
Yeah. Nailed it. Do you want to get your names out that Coco
Gall? I don't know if we have a minute, unless you're only giving me a minute to get
No, you can get through. You can get through. So this is inspired by Coco Gauff at the U.S. Open.
About drink sports names.
Drink sports names. Okay.
Okay, we got Coco Gauff, Charlie Waters, T. Martin, Chet Lemonade, Eli Applejuice, the Juice, O.J. Simpson, Paul Coffey, Ale Cowans. Martini Brodeur.
No, no, no.
Ale Cowans.
Ale Cowans, the Royals. He was great with Al McRae. You love those guys.
It's Al Cowans.
It is Al Cowans. Martini Brodeur. Champagne Bailey.
Martini Brodeur.
Martini Brodeur. Dark and Stormy Davis. Zachary Prescott. Mojito Vaughn. Oscar Bramble. I didn't know that was a drink. Bramble's a kind of drink. Jeanette Evans. Gin. That's a stretch of one. T.J. Rumfield.
Wait, was that Janet Evans,
yeah,
the swimmer?
This is Jeanette Evans.
Oh, my God. What else?
T.J. Rumfield. He's like a former baseball player. Pedro Bourbon. Pedro Bourbon.
Okay.
Tony Pena Colada. Tom Terry Collins. Cider Young. Butch Weiniger. Teddy Bruschi. Beery Sanders. Milk May. There was a guy, Milk May, right? A catcher.
Yeah,
Milk
catcher May. For the Pirates.
Pepsi Frias. You love Pepsi Frias.
Pepsi Free, okay.
Cola Hamels. Red Bull Auerbach.
Are you almost done?
I got three more. Dave Mountain Dewerson. Rest in peace. Noah Fanta and Dottie Dr. Pepper.
Okay. Thank you, Todd.
Daryl Strawberry Smoothie. I guess we could throw that in.
Yeah.
Sports names, drinks.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Whew. All done.
Ale Cowans.
1 hour in the books. We still have two more to go to redeem ourselves. The starting lineup, Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly. One more item. We close out hour one. Every great day starts the night before, and that means, did you get a great night's sleep? Well, if you have the Sleep Number bed, you did. Sleep Number, biggest sale of the year. Take advantage of this. The beds, all their beds, on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed, plus special financing for a limited time. Sleep next level. Unlock your unique potential with a smart bed that can perform as well as you. You put the information in, you get information out. They have Sleep IQ technology. Also, ask about a Sleep Number. How do you get your Sleep Number? These smart beds, they automatically respond to your movements throughout the night, adjusting and keeping you sleeping comfortably. You can also share your sleep quality. That information, they learn how you sleep. The beds learn how you sleep. Personalized insights to help you sleep even better. Sleep Number. Check out the biggest sale of the year. Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. See store for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real. Wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.